Hello, human. What are you doing in the woods this late at night? You know it can be very dangerous, right? But hey, don't run away. I know you can't see anything, but you'll end up tripping. Well, I guess it's too late now, isn't it? Let me climb down from this tree real quick. Oh, calm down, human. I'm not going to hurt you. What? Deceiving my prey? Oh, come on. You can't even see me standing next to you. If I wanted to kill you, I'd just go for it. Also, I can't just prove that I won't hurt you, but if you keep walking through these woods in the darkness, I'm pretty sure you'll end up finding other monsters who will not be as friendly. Right. So maybe you can answer my question now? Why are you walking out here all alone? A beginning adventurer, huh? Well, you sure have chosen the best place to start. Where's your group, though? You should have one and should be with them, shouldn't you? Ah, I see. Well, I don't blame you for getting lost. This kind of thing honestly happens all the time. At least you were smart enough not to light up a torch and draw the attention of every monster within a mile. Unlike some other, well, less fortunate adventurers. Here, I'll help you stand up. Oh, your leg is bleeding a little. I think you must have hurt it when you fell between those branches. Oh, no, don't worry. I can help you. But I'll need to take you to my cave. I think I have some bandages there. Oh, yes, I know it sounds scary, but you don't need to be afraid. I promise. Now, do you mind if I carry you? It's definitely gonna hurt if you try to walk like that. Alright, here, let me just get down here and... There we go. Huh. You know, you're pretty light. Or maybe I'm just really strong. Alright, let's get you back to my cave. Hey, what are you doing? Don't light a torch! Yes, I know being in complete darkness can be unsettling, but my eyes are super sensitive to light. I can't even leave my cave during the day. No, you're just gonna have to trust me. We're just a few more steps from getting there. And here we are. I mean, I know you can't see anything, but this is my place. There's a mattress and cooking tools and some woodworking stuff over there. Mostly things I made myself. Huh? Oh, yeah. I like crafting my little things. What do you think I do all day? Just sit around and plan how to kill adventurers that come here? No, please don't try to run away again. No, you're hurt, okay? And that was a joke. Yes, it might not have been the most appropriate joke, I have to admit, and... Okay, look, I'm sorry about that. But here, let me just lay you down on the mattress, okay? Okay, there. Feel okay? Alright. What? To be honest, I've never been a fan of this just killing humans thing. I can just go hunt some animals for food and, well, I mean, killing people just for fun isn't very nice, so... I mean, most monsters probably wouldn't agree with that, but, well, I'm weird, I guess. Now here, let me help you with your wound. Yeah, I have some medicinal herbs over here. It's probably gonna sting just a little to put this on, okay? Yeah, just like this. Oh, I know it stings. I'm sorry. Okay, can you just hold that there for 1 second? Good, thanks. Now let me just wrap this around it. Tie it off. There. Is that too tight? No? Okay, good. And done. Well, do you feel better? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, I'm gonna stop tormenting you and let you get some rest. You can leave in the morning when it's safer. Wait a minute. No, I think we might actually have some issues here. Well, first, this cave is very cold, and I can see that you're shivering right now. Second, we only have my small blanket. And third, I'm pretty cold too, and we can't light a bonfire or anything like that for, well, obvious reasons. Yeah, you know, I only know one way to solve all three problems. Well, what if, you know, maybe, yeah, why don't we just, you know, cuddle together to keep ourselves warm? It does seem like the obvious thing to do. Yeah? Great. Well, since you agree, I'll just lie down here and snuggle up to you. You know, your body is really warm and cozy. Huh? Well, yes, I'm naked. Why do you ask? What's up, human? I can see the heat on your face going up really fast. You must be blushing, no? Oh, come on. There's no need to be embarrassed. I like pressing my bare chest against yours. Honestly, I really miss having a warm body to touch sometimes. Yeah, I mean, this place is just so lonely, and it has been a very long time since I've had any guests. Hi, let me ask you something. Are you embarrassed because you're feeling my naked body? Or is it because you like feeling my naked body? And if it's the second case, I wouldn't mind if you touched it. No, I'm quite serious. Here, you can put your hand on my breast. Just be gentle, okay? Yeah, as I said, it's been a really long time, and well, my body might be a little. Sensitive. Oh, your hands are warm as well. Oh, this feels really good. Oh, hey. Are you getting your face closer? Oh. Oh, you really went for it. You actually kissed me. Huh? No, of course it wasn't bad. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think I've ever been kissed by a human before, actually. But I really kind of liked it. Huh? Of course you can do more. Come here. Silly. Hey. Are you. Are you playing with my nipples like that? Oh, you're more daring than I expected, human. No, don't you dare stop.
I know, this feels way too amazing. You should be aware, though, that teasing a monster like this can can have its consequences. Oh, but I have a feeling that you'll enjoy suffering them. Kiss my neck. Yes. Again. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how I'm getting goosebumps all over? My nipples are getting hard too. Oh God, you taste delicious like this. Well, if you're gonna keep doing these naughty things to me, then I think it's only fair that I have some fun as well. Yes, I did slash your shirt open with my claws. I promised not to hurt you. I didn't say anything about your clothes. And besides, I'm still a monster after all. Sometimes my primal instincts, they can be a little strong. And now, now it's my turn to play with you.